welcome again, my fleshy friends, to the Eternal Now here at WFME.org. My name is Andy Ortman, and I will be playing songs and sounds and all things in between for the next hour for your pleasure. We have entered the spooky season. Hellraiser. It's happening. We just heard it from Coil. Themes from Hellraiser, The Tenet from 1990. One of these days, I'm going to rescore Hellraiser with this record. I don't know how, and I don't know when. I do know why. But that is something for some time else. Let's stick with now. Kind of the theme of the show. Tara Cross. From New York. From yesteryear. She will be delivering a song for us called Rain Sprouts. Not that it's raining today, but boy, this would be a heck of a soundtrack song if it were raining, which it's not, because it's bright blue, sunny, warmness, the opposite of this next song, which we're about to hear right now.
The sun was still beating so hot on our back. washed away whatever was left I was feeling.
Coffee. Thank you. Thank you.
Joel Van Drugenbroek. I always trip that up. Fairy Tale from his album Far View, which it seems was reissued by Drag City in 2021. Very kind of them, doing the Lord's work. Joel, of course, being central member of Brain Ticket. In front of that, John Harrison from the Day of the Dead soundtrack from 1985, heard the main title. Sweet Fairlight. I think it's Fairlight synth they use in there. Sounding spooky as heck. Hell. Hellraiser. Saturn Records put out this Day of the Dead soundtrack. Later Waxwork did a much more comprehensive double LP version. Kind of like the artwork better in the original one, though. In front of that, from 1961, we heard Banshee Love Call from Sounds Records. No artist is credited. Spooky sounds. On the 7-inch version, it's called, what do we have? Music for Monsters. Different artwork. Kind of cooler artwork there too, but same material either way. Speaking of cool artwork, in front of this Necrophagia from the 1987 album Season of the Dead. Hearing this for the first time in 1987. Loved it. I guess I still love it. Some things will stand the test of time. Speaking of which, Dissecting Table from his first album, also in 1987. Heck of a year. 1987. Ultra Point of Intersection Exist is the name of that one. Incredible, groundbreaking, Japanese industrial. And who can forget that gnarly fold-out cover poster? Yikes. Just in front of that, we heard from Psycho Sin. Mad Men. Indeed, from 1988. Forward to the Graves. That's the name of that album. Brought to us by Inward Vision Records. Just before that, Lucretia Dalton and Aaron Dilloway. Both Blue Moons from the Lucy and Aaron album from 2021 on Hanson. Seems there is a new Dilloway album forthcoming. Medicine Stunts. Look forward to hearing that one. In front of that, Dennis Smalley from his 1981 album, The Pulses of Time. We heard an excerpt from Chanson de Gast. Fantastic one there. In front of that, Stereolab from their new one, Instant Holograms on Metal Film. We heard Melody is a Wound. Refreshingly good album, that one. We'll have to catch them on this tour that they are on, embarking upon. And we started off many minutes ago with Terra Cross, Rain Sprouts, from her 1988 album, Tempus Fugit. And with that, my fellow friends, we are done for today. How relaxing. What a nice, relaxing way to spend the day. So now, I guess, you have to go do something else. With that, I will say goodbye. Thanks for listening to The Eternal Now. My name is Andy Ortman, signing off for WFMU.org.